Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, little Lindsay Buckingham bringing us back. Fleetwood Mac. That's Big Love. That describes how I feel about you, small business owners. Big Love, I got nothing but respect for you, nothing but love, nothing but praise and for you. You know how I feel about you. You're my heroes. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Louis Gravance is here. Louis is one of the customer service experts, one of the best in the world. He's the author of the new book, Service is a Superpower, Lessons Learned from the Magic Kingdom. That's where he worked 25 years with at Disney. Louis, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things we need to learn, things we need to do to get better at customer service. The thing that I like to start out with when I talk about these things, Louis, is customers need things and they want things. They won't pay a penny more for what they need than they have to. But if you can help them get what they want, you can get that other money out of their pocket. And what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything. And 100% of what I just said is about service, not the product. And that's the key. That's where small businesses make their profit, in what customers want. What do you think?
Well, I think you just at the beginning of that even isolated and identified a key, which is, and this is what we need to be thinking about now as we're reopening, relaunching our businesses, is that when we're providing a service, we're solving a problem. And we need to think about ourselves right now about that. As we go to our super fans, people we've worked with before, we need to think, you know, it's not that I need a job or I need a gig. I can solve a problem. There's a problem that I can solve. This is how companies should think. There's no people that should think right now and not come from a place of desperation. And as you and I were talking on the break, really grasp the pride that comes from service, which is something our culture is very clumsy about.
Isn't post-pandemic, isn't the culture, the values of our company going to be even more in demand, on display? Shouldn't they be than ever before?
Yes. And one thing, not since 9/11, are we going to have what I call a shared context? You know, sometimes, because again, I'll consult for businesses, and some are doing great, some are doing bad, and some might not have any relationship to what my business is doing. Now, we're in a state where we're in a shared context.
What does that mean?
And there can be great power in that.
What does shared context mean? You mean because we're all in this together?
Yes, and that something has affected everybody's business in one shape or another. No sector has been ignored. Every single sector has been. So, and I heard somebody say this, and while it sounds callous, I've heard people say, don't waste this crisis. Mm-hmm. And what they mean about that, yeah, don't let this opportunity pass you by to restate your intention.
Well, everything we do is going to be couched or have some reference to the what I'm calling the post-pandemic new regular, the post-pandemic economy. Everything you do probably at least the next year is going to have some aspect of that in what you're doing, even if it's not stated. Whether it's stated or not stated, you've got to be sensitive to that, don't you, in your customer service?
Well, you know what? So one of the tenets of serving like a service superhero is serving with showmanship. And everybody is going to look at how are we going to show our customers that it is safe and secure to do business mm-hmm. with them. How are we going to show them that we've considered, and not just their safety, but they might find that they'll have the challenge that Disney is having right now, which is that providing a safe experience for the guest is a lot easier than providing a safe experience for your staff. Mm-hmm. There might be physicalities going on there. So yes, we're going to be in a state of showmanship. At Disney, there's four values. And again, I don't work there anymore, but they are safety, courtesy, showmanship, and efficiency in that order. Safety is always first.
And you know what? A year ago, we would have laughed about safety out here on Main Street, but we don't do that today.
No, it's, but you know what? It's always been number one, though. That's always been, everybody's got to get out alive, Jim.
Right. Well, typically people don't think about that as much as they do. They're not riding a roller coaster in Susie's cupcake shop. But again, it's part of the deal now. And I think those tenants are, as I said earlier before you got here, you had no idea how important your book was going to be when you started it. And it's, the timing is perfect. I got about a minute, Louis. Last thoughts.
Last thought is, I want people to know, if they get the book, I want them to know the power that they have. Excellence will always seek and find other excellence. Service is a superpower. There's nothing that you can. And if you look honestly at your life, you'll see that almost every great effect, every great change, every great transition was because you served someone or something.
Mm-hmm. I need those. Give us those four again. Safety.
Courtesy, showmanship, and efficiency.
All right. Hey, Louis, I need the website, too.
But remember, it is greatkeynotespeaker.com.
All right.
Or just my last name, gravance.com.
Gravance. Hey, Louis, good job today.
A-N-B-E.
Yeah, will you come back soon?
You're so gracious. Yes, I would love to.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Louis Gravance, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out the book, Service is a Superpower, Lessons Learned in a Magic Kingdom. He spent 25 years with Disney. He knows what he's talking about. I'm going to take a quick break. Here's the late, great Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker, to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.